The Trump administration's forcing ABC to suspend Jimmy Kimmel's show is beyond McCarthyism. I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. Kimmel, on his late-night show, commented on the politics of Tyler Robinson, the man accused of murdering Charlie Kirk. In response, Trump's chair of the Federal Communications Commission, Brandon Carr, called on ABC affiliates to cancel Kimmel's show. Carr highlighted that the FCC has power over the broadcasting licenses of those affiliates. And then ABC, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely. President Donald Trump, after celebrating that result, criticized late-night comedy shows that sometimes mock him, saying, "I would think maybe their license should be taken away." FCC Chair Carr then added that Kimmel's indefinite suspension might well not be the last shoe to drop. All this occurred just days after President Trump sued the book publisher Penguin Random House, the New York Times, and four of their reporters for $15 billion for stories he disliked about him. The take-home? The administration's actions and ABC's capitulation pose an ominous threat to freedom of speech. These events put in sharp relief the potential for the nation's media becoming largely subservient to the government and the ability of the government to silence critics and control what you watch and read and hear and say. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.